Hi, this is David Hochberg, the host of the Body by Block Show. I hope you enjoy the highlights of Dr. Block's most recent show. 312-521-8600. We'd like to welcome one of your patients, Rachel, on the phone. How are you, Rachel?
I'm really good. Thank you.
I always start off the interview with, how did you get to Dr. Block, and did you see any other plastic surgeons before interviewing board-certified, world-renowned plastic surgeon Dr. Block?
I did see someone a long time ago before I found Dr. Block, and I had a breast augmentation done and was unhappy with it, and ended up just researching a number of different surgeons, and I was referred to him by some other people that know him, some other patients. And then when I went to go in for a consultation and describe what I was going through and what my challenges were, and et cetera, and what a plan of attack would be, if you would, it was a really comfortable rapport from the get-go. I felt very comfortable and confident in his skill set, but also just the manner in which he, you know, took my case, you know, very personal in a way that, you know, don't worry, we can fix this and we can make it better than ever. And so that started a multi-year long relationship, and that was quite some time ago, though. I think it was maybe 2004.
Wow. So, Doc, do you get a lot of these type of patients coming to you where they've gone to another doctor, not happy with the results, it didn't turn out, it didn't look good, it didn't feel good? The woman, you know, I would assume it's a woman doing a breast augmentation.
Not always, but yes.
Okay, probably not, over 95%. You know, do you get a lot? You know, how about this question? What percentage of your business are you redoing somebody else's work that your patient aren't happy with, like Rachel here?
I don't know exactly how many, but what it winds up being, if you can do a redo, it's not for the novice plastic surgeon. It really does, you know, it's often far more complex, and you often have to not only remove the scar tissue, you often have to put it in a new plane, whether if it was above the muscle, you would put it behind the muscle, and then you have to deal with the old pocket.
Thanks for listening. You can find the entire show on WGN.FM.